Used to be, if you wanted to see farm animals, you had to go to a farm, like this 40-acre spread in Dane County.
These are called red stars. You'll see heritage breeds, and these are more of an egg layer.
At the Hollenbeck Family Farm in Marshall, there are 98 pastured chickens and a lot of eggs. The owners, Cindy and her husband, Keen Hollenbeck, sell them. They more or less fell into the egg business because of their organic produce operation.
We didn't have any manure that we needed to fertilize our soil, so we thought, okay, we can do chickens. And we have some of the best tasting eggs that we've ever had.
Taste, along with concerns about foodborne disease and a desire to connect more with their food, are just some of the reasons this traditional farm animal is showing up in cities.
Oh, you're getting all wet.
Behind the door of a portable chicken coop, Joseph Cohn picks up one of three Americana hens he had in his backyard in the Taylor County community of Medford.
I'm your girlfriend. She doesn't like to be caught.
Those and other urban chickens were banned in Medford following one of the city's better-attended common council meetings. Resident Kevin Wells urged officials to keep the once rural area intact.
Every time we lose something that ties us to our roots, to what we are and where we came from, it changes the makeup of Medford to something that becomes almost indistinguishable as the city of Medford.
The eight alders were at odds. They deadlocked, so it was up to Mayor Michael Wellner to cast the deciding vote against backyard chickens. Contacted after the meeting, the mayor had this to say.
Chickens just don't belong in the city.
Wellner says it all comes down to government's role as regulator.
I was a school teacher, and I taught American government for about 30 years. And one of my points was that there's a reason that people live in the city, and there's a reason that people live in the country. And, you know, you either want more rights or more freedoms, or you want things more regulated.
That decision to ban backyard chickens didn't sit well with the Cones and their supporters. Not long after, they got on the airwaves in an effort to change officials' minds.
Hi, my name is Zachary. I live on South Park Avenue here in Medford. I am 8 years old. We have three chickens in our yard, and I help my parents take care of them. It makes me sad that the city wants us to send them away.
Well, the persuasion and persistence of chicken supporters paid off. Medford is going to reconsider its ban later this month. The battle over backyard chickens is playing out in other communities as well. This spring, Eau Claire recently reaffirmed its long-standing ban on urban hens. In the village of Caledonia, a proposal to have backyard chickens was defeated, and Lake Halley plans to have a public referendum on the matter this fall. Some communities, like Madison, have allowed backyard chickens for years. Just how many urban chickens there are in the state is hard to pin down. A spokeswoman for the state's Ag Department says owners are supposed to register under the premises law, but compliance is low. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.